A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
And I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer. The Riyad Bushakar trial is now up and running. On Monday, he pleaded not guilty to 8 charges, including the attempted murder of 3 children. The charges relate to an alleged knife attack on Dublin's Parnell Square in November 2023.
The jury was back today for the opening of the case. They were given a broad overview of what's alleged to have happened, and they also heard from the parents of some of the alleged victims.
Lots of evidence to talk about today, so let's get into it. This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 2, Pink Shoes. Frank, a busy day in Court 19 today.
Yeah, I mean, compare this to Monday when we didn't have much to share in our last episode, aside from the arraignment, Riyad Bushakar pleading not guilty to the charges, and then obviously we had the jury selection. But today we had the prosecution's opening address, and several witnesses then took the stand afterwards. So lots to talk about. And before we get started, as always, a reminder that if you're on the jury, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. In fact, you shouldn't be following any of the media coverage in relation to this trial.
Let's start with that opening address then. This is the first opportunity for the prosecuting barrister to speak directly to the jury.
Yeah, that's right. And I suppose right out of the traps, it's important to say that this is not evidence, and the jurors were told that today. It's essentially a roadmap of the case that the prosecution intends to present over the coming weeks. Carl Finnegan is the senior counsel in this case that's prosecuting the case. He's representing the Director of Public Prosecutions. And it's his job, I suppose, to present the evidence. And as the judge rightly pointed out this morning, this isn't like the US where you may have a district attorney up for re-election who needs to get a prosecution across the line at all costs. It's his job, Mr. Finnegan's that is, and the other members of his team, to present the evidence that has been gathered by members of An Garda Síochána. He started off his opening address by reminding the jury of the 8 charges faced and denied by Riyad Bushakar. He also touched on some of the key legal principles in this case. The judge will no doubt go into that in a lot more detail later on. Essentially how Riyad Bushakar is presumed innocent unless and until the jury is satisfied of his guilt, how the burden of proof always rests with the prosecution. In other words, it's up to them to prove their case, not for the defence to disprove it. And he spoke about the standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, a high but not an impossible standard. And then he moved on to, I suppose, the profile of this case, the coverage of it, I suppose, in the past. He had to address that to the jurors.
Yeah, and this was something that the judge, he had touched on earlier this week before the jury was even sworn in.
Yeah, he did. And today, Mr. Finnegan didn't dwell on it too much, but he did say that this was a case that attracted a considerable amount of public attention. But he told the jurors they must put all of that out of their minds. When a trial is live and when a jury is sworn in, all they are concerned with is the evidence that they hear from the witness box and exhibits that may be presented to them as the trial goes on. So Mr. Finnegan today in his opening address warned them not to rely on media reports, social media, public opinion, anything like that. And he also told them not to decide the case on emotion, sympathy or outrage for either side.
Okay, and then he moved on with the prosecution's case. What did he tell the jurors in terms of what they say happened that day?
Well, as we know, this attack is alleged to have happened on the 23rd of November 2023. And Mr. Finnegan told the jurors they would hear from a childcare worker who was with a group of school children on Parnell Square in Dublin city centre that afternoon. And he said that she will say in due course, again, this wasn't evidence that he's presenting to the jurors today, but he said that she will say that as she was preparing to escort the children to an after school, she became aware of a man approaching the children with a knife, that she grabbed this man from behind, pulled him back, shouted at him to get away before realizing that she herself had been stabbed. A number of independent eyewitnesses will also give evidence, walkers, drivers who were passing by the scene, as well as members of the public who intervened when they saw what was going on. And Mr. Finnegan said today the knife will be a central exhibit in the case, and that a witness will give evidence of grabbing Riyad Bushikar and managing to get a hold of the knife and throwing it away. The knife was then covered, we heard. And this man, this passerby who intervened, is said to have suffered a cut to his hand and a scratch to his face in the process. Gardaí were later able to recover that knife. It was photographed. It was seized. Riyad Bushikar, we heard, was brought to the ground, restrained by members of the public until the guards arrived at the scene.
And Mr. Bushikar was hospitalised and he spent a number of weeks there before the Gardaí could question him about what had happened.
Yeah, that's right. Again, we'll hear evidence about the Garda investigation in due course. But as part of that opening address today, the jurors were told that during the intervention by members of the public, Mr. Bushikar suffered a head injury and he was taken to hospital, as you say. He remained there for about a month. And after he was discharged, he was arrested, taken in for questioning. And in those Garda interviews, Riyad Bushikar, we heard, spoke about a social welfare letter that had caused him some upset. The jury will hear that he told Gardaí he went to get a knife, later accepted that it was in his backpack that day. The jury will be told that he recognised the knife when it was shown to him by Gardaí, and that he repeatedly said that he was sick, wasn't in his right state of mind. He also told Gardaí he didn't mean to or want to kill anyone that day. He said he did something bad, but was sure he didn't want to harm the kids. We and the jury also heard the knife and his clothing were taken away for forensic analysis, and the jury will no doubt hear evidence in relation to that during the trial. Mr. Finnegan also said that the evidence will prove he believed that Riyad Bushikar was the man who carried out the attack, that he had the knife, and that he used it against the children and the childcare worker that day. Allegations which, of course, have been denied by Mr. Bushikar. And in relation to the attempted murder charges, intention will have to be proven by the prosecution. And to that end, Mr. Finnegan said that can be done by looking at what a person does, what weapon is used, where the blows are directed, how often the blows are delivered, and what the circumstances are, what is said, done before and after. And again, he was touching on legal principles that they will return to in due course. It's, I suppose, the judge's domain to guide the jurors in relation to legal principles. But today, Mr. Finnegan did touch on a number, as well as giving that brief overview of the case that he intends or aims to prove beyond a reasonable doubt over the coming weeks.
Okay. Once the opening address was delivered, then the first witness was called to the stand. She is the mother of one of the alleged victims in the attempted murder charges, and we can't name her to protect her daughter's identity.
Yeah, that's right. Children's identities are always protected in cases like this. So obviously, to identify the girl's mother who gave evidence today, you could be easily found to be identifying her daughter. Not that hard to join the dots. That's under Irish law. That's something that we absolutely can't get around. So to protect their identity, we won't be identifying any of these witnesses who gave evidence today. This woman said her girl is now almost 8 years of age. She was 5 in November 2023. And she said the day in question was an otherwise ordinary morning. She dropped her girl off to creche. She then went to work. She said that they were running late that morning because she wasn't feeling well. She said that she almost didn't go in. It was a Thursday. She remembered her daughter was wearing a tracksuit, a polo shirt and runners. She dropped her off just before 8:30 that morning. And she said that she went to work, she went about her business. And she said she then got a call from the creche at about 1:45 p.m. She said her phone had been on silent since her daughter was born, but that on this day, she just happened to be passing her desk as she saw that she was getting a call from the creche. So she answered the phone. At this point in her evidence, then she became visibly upset. She recalled listening to the owner of the creche on the other side of the phone in tears, telling her that her daughter had been stabbed. She said she just grabbed her things. She ran out the door. She ran to the scene. When she arrived there, she said the area was already cordoned off. There was a crowd of people gathered there. She said that she could see ambulances, fire trucks and Garda cars. She said that she stopped breathing for a second at that moment. She identified herself to Gardaí at that cordon. She was allowed through. She said she saw the gentleman in question being put into an ambulance. That was how she described him. And when asked, she confirmed that she was referring to the accused, Riad Bushakar. She said that she remembered what he looked like, what he was wearing. That was the first thing she noticed, him being put into the back of an ambulance. She said she then saw a crowd of five paramedics. They were surrounding her daughter. She said that she could see her daughter's pink backpack and pink shoes. And she said she just stopped and let the paramedics do their work. She knew that there was nothing she could do for her daughter at that particular moment.
The girl was then rushed to hospital by ambulance. Her mother followed and she met her husband there. And she said her daughter was brought straight to theatre.
Yeah, she said that her daughter had lost a lot of blood. They were trying to get that under control. She said that she remembered the first question she asked the surgeon was, is she dead? She wasn't. She did survive, but she had suffered a severe injury to her heart, her right ventricle to be specific. And due to her injuries, we heard there was a lack of oxygen to her brain, which was a concern. She suffered severe brain damage. She remained in the intensive care unit for 3 weeks. And now, some 2.5 years later, we heard from her mother that she's in a wheelchair. She's nonverbal. She's fed entirely through a tube in her stomach because she's learning to swallow again. And she's only able to answer yes, no questions through blinking. She has a condition that affects her muscles. Her mother said that causes her muscles to do the opposite of what she wants them to do. So she's having to do double the work as a result. She said that she can't go to the toilet by herself. She can't reach for anything by herself. And she also needs medication to help her fall asleep.
So that girl is an alleged victim in relation to one of the three attempted murder charges. She wasn't cross-examined after giving her evidence. And once she was finished, another woman took to the stand to give evidence in relation to her daughter. This witness gave evidence about the morning of the attack and the aftermath. She told the jury that her daughter will turn 9 next month and was 6 years old at the time. She, like the witness before her, explained her usual morning routine. On the morning in question, she brought her daughter to the creche before school. She said her daughter was due to be escorted from there to school later that morning. At the time, the witness said she was working from home, and she recalled receiving a phone call from the creche receptionist alerting her that someone had been attacked outside the school. They were the words that she used. Initially, she was told that blood had gotten on her daughter. However, she said a second phone call followed shortly afterwards, during which she was told that blood was coming from her daughter herself. Her daughter was taken to hospital, so this witness then went straight to hospital.
Yeah, and she said that when she arrived, she noted a cut to the back of her daughter's head, and she said a fragment of her skull had gone. She said that her daughter had surgery that night, returned home the next day. So Riad Bushakar is accused of, and he denies, trying to murder this girl too. And like the previous witness, this woman was also not cross-examined today.
Riad Bushakar is also accused of assault causing harm to two other children. And before the jury finished up for the day, the jury heard from their parents. The father of an injured girl gave evidence of his efforts to locate her afterwards. He said that on the morning of the incident, he brought her to school himself. He described the family's usual routine, explaining that after school, at around 1:30, the children would normally be walked from the school to a nearby creche or after-school facility. He said he later received a phone call at around 2:30 from his sister, who happened to be attending a gallery in the Parnell Square area at the time. She had become aware that an incident had occurred nearby and suggested he should contact the school. Shortly afterwards, he said his wife phoned him. He went to the scene. Again, he was allowed through the cordon. His wife was already there when he reached his daughter. When he saw her, he noticed a lot of hair stuck to her right shoulder. He said he also noticed a cut, what he described as a fine slash on her coat, which was handed over to Gardaí. He said she went to the doctor, she had a bump on the back of her head and a small scratch or nick on her ear. And the girl's mother was then called.
Yeah, yeah. And she gave similar evidence to her husband. She described how she was due to attend a parent-teacher meeting that afternoon, but it was actually cancelled. And she was on her way home when she checked a news app in her phone, realised something had happened in the area. She said that she made a phone call. She was assured her daughter was safe. She said that she also noticed the cut in her daughter's coat and a clump of hair on her right shoulder, which she brought to the attention of Gardaí. She said she brushed it off her daughter's shoulder and it lay on the floor, and she just told Gardaí about it. They went, scooped it up and took it away. The final witness called today then was the father of a boy whom Riad Bhushikar is also accused of assaulting, of causing harm to. This boy, his son, had just turned 5 at the time. He said that he dropped him to school that morning, went to work afterwards. He went out for lunch that day and remembered being sent a link by a friend of his to a news article about a major incident. That was at about 2:30 in the afternoon. He said that he had a bad feeling. He spoke to his wife on the phone. She told him their boy was fine. He then made his way to Parnell Square. And when he was reunited with his boy, he said there was a lot of blood on the sleeve of his jacket. He said his top and t-shirt underneath that jacket were also cut, and he noticed what he described as a slash mark across the top of his son's right nipple. He said that it was bleeding a bit, so he decided he brought him to the hospital, and his wound was cleaned and dressed, and he was given an antibiotic before they went home. And he was the only one of the witnesses called today and cross-examined. And in response to the question he was asked by Mr. Bhushikar's barrister, he said that his son was aware that he had been grabbed, but didn't know that he had been cut. And I should say that there is nothing, and the jurors would have been already told this, that it's nothing untoward about a witness not being cross-examined. As they say, it's up to the prosecution to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. It's not up to the defence to disprove the case. They can cross-examine witnesses as they see fit, and the jurors would have been told and will be told that they shouldn't read into anything if questions aren't asked of witnesses. But he was the final witness to be called today in any event.
And that brought an end to the opening day of the trial. And with no more witnesses left to call, it was decided to finish up a little bit early. But the judge was told good progress had been made today.
Yeah, that's right. And the jurors were told to come back a little bit later tomorrow morning at 11:30, when they are expected to be shown some CCTV footage by way of a montage.
And we'll be back tomorrow evening to bring you that and whatever other evidence is called tomorrow. But that's it for episode 2 of All Rise, the Riad Bhushikar trial.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riad Bhushikar trial.
A News Talk original podcast.
Was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.